At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will hold a press conference this morning on the upcoming special legislative session. Lawmakers will return to Austin in a few days to tackle 20 items on Governor Greg Abbott's agenda. Among them, a proposed $1,000 pay increase for Texas teachers. Ben Philpott is a senior editor with KUT in Austin. He says many consider the governor's proposal surprising because it didn't come up during a regular session.
Despite the fact that, of course, teachers unions again would say, yes, we all need pay raises, their reaction has been this is an unfunded mandate. This is the governor says, in fact, he said very specifically, we can do this without any additional spending. That means cutting from somewhere within the budget. Maybe it means cutting within an education budget. Maybe it means cutting from another part of the massive Texas state budget. But this is something that he's proposed that a lot of people, you know, sounds great, but teachers groups and teachers unions have said, but wait a minute, how are we paying for it?
Other education-related items on the governor's special session agenda include giving administrators more flexibility in hiring and keeping teachers, school finance reform, and private school vouchers for special needs students. Abbott says lawmakers can address teacher raises and those other priorities only after they extend operations of the Texas Medical Board and other state agencies that are set to expire. Almost 40% of homes sold in North Texas last year did not go to owners. Instead, they went to house flippers, investors, developers, and builders. That's according to research from Atom Data Solutions, a real estate and property data firm. The Dallas Morning News reports the previous average of homes purchased by non-owners was about 25%. The neighborhoods with the most house flips were in southern Dallas, South Oak Cliff, and northwest Fort Worth. This comes as North Texas housing prices have jumped and fewer homes are up for sale. Billionaire Warren Buffett last week put a $9 billion cash bid to buy Dallas-based Encore, valuing the utility at $18.1 billion. If the deal's approved, it would be one of the many investments Berkshire Hathaway has in Texas. Steve Jordan is a reporter for the Omaha World-Herald.
He's actually got 29 auto dealerships in Texas plus other states. He's got a real estate company in Dallas called Alibeth Allman. Two newspapers, the Eagle and Bryan College Station and the Tribune Herald in Waco. And then a lot of people have heard about the Nebraska Furniture Mart in the Colony.
Berkshire Hathaway's offer still needs state and bankruptcy court approval. Encore has been looking for a buyer since its parent company, Energy Future Holdings, declared bankruptcy in 2014. Previous bids have fallen through, but according to company documents, Buffett's offer has the support of state regulators and a coalition of 150 cities served by Encore. The Asian Film Festival of Dallas begins its week-long run tonight. 70 films are on the schedule. That's the most the festival's ever had. Our big screen team gets a preview from the events programmer.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Bogner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with David Gibson, who is the director of programming for the Asian Film Festival of Dallas. David, thanks for coming back and talking to us.
Thank you guys for having me again.
Well, let's start by talking about your opening night film, which is called The Final Master. It's a kung fu film from China. Mm-hmm. What made you want to start this year's festival with that film?
It appealed to me because it shows like the art of martial arts, and it's not really one of those high wire act type of films where the martial arts is like over the top. It's the simplicity of martial arts, and it's just done so well. I mean, towards the end, it gives you that classic feel of a martial arts film because it's the guy, the master, trying to become more than what he is, and he has to fight his way through all of the other masters in the town. And so, classic story, but still done with a twist. So, I love it.
Got a whole bunch of crime movies here, which sound very appealing to my twisted crime movie mind. I want to ask you about Trevisa is one of the centerpiece films. It's a Hong Kong crime thriller. What can you tell us about that?
It is a gorgeous film. It was the highest grossing film last year in Hong Kong, and it's about three thieves and their master thieves in the area, and they don't know each other, but someone starts a rumor to where they're going to team up and basically pull off the crime of the century. And so at first they're not really appealed by teaming up with a rival, but then they get more and more interested and want to make it happen. And it's about them trying to make this caper just come off the right way. I'm not going to tell you any more about it because I don't want to give it away. But
it's a heist movie.
It's definitely a heist movie.
I love heist movies.
Yes.
Well, and the setting of the film is interesting because it takes place in 1997, right before the British return of Hong Kong.
Exactly. And so you'll see some of the older cars that they used to drive back then. And so you kind of get nostalgic of the actual scenes and cinematography that they used in it.
I'm very excited that you are showing the Apu trilogy in its entirety, sort of a landmark, definitely a landmark of Indian cinema. That's quite a coup to get all three of those, and it's a great chance to see those on the big screen for those who haven't.
Yes, and actually, I want to kudos to Paul Theus. He's our programmer for our repertory films, and this year he wanted to do something different. I mean, a lot of times when you say repertory, you think of Japanese films because that's kind of the oldest country, the country that's been doing film. And so in this case, we wanted to focus on Indian films. Last year we did the Iranian films, so something a little different, and this was perfect. Apu trilogy just follows the plight of a young man from boyhood to manhood and the women in his life during those times. So each film can be watched independently or you can watch them in a series. And so every other day you will have an Apu trilogy film to actually go and see. And so I recommend that definitely.
Well, David Gibson, thanks so much for coming back and talking to us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks.
The Asian Film Festival of Dallas runs tonight through Wednesday. Details are at artandseek.org. And President Trump is in Paris to meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. NPR will host special coverage of their joint press conference. It's planned to begin around 11 o'clock here on KERA 90.1. For the day, it should be mostly sunny skies in store for us with a high in the mid-90s by this afternoon. Tonight, though, it looks to be mostly clear, low around 78. Tomorrow, sunny. There's a 20% chance for showers with a high near 96. And tomorrow night should be partly cloudy with a low around 77. It's currently 82 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth, 74 in Tyler, and 78 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30.